In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today I have something so very practical. It's so very practical, and I'm reading from the 8th chapter of St. John. I always like to take this last verse of John 7. And it says, "And every man went unto his own home." Then the beginning of chapter 8. "But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives." Isn't this interesting? Everybody went to their own home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And it was there all night that our Lord Jesus Christ communed with the Heavenly Father. While everyone went to their own home, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. You see, the scripture was not written in chapters. The monks gave us the chapters. They did the best they could. But you need to put those together. Every man went to his own home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And it was on the Mount of Olives that the Lord Jesus that night stayed awake and prayed. That's why hours of prayer cannot be spoken about enough. That's why nothing happens without prayer. That's why our hearts need to be settled with God, even if when I go to pray, nothing happens. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now, I must say this. If Jesus is God, and he is, and he goes to the Mount of Olives, how much more do I need to go to my own Mount of Olives? How much more do I need to go before the Blessed Sacrament? How much more do you need to do it? So shall I say, you know, more and more and more? You know, we say that we want to follow the Lord, but we don't want to pray. And I'm going to tell you, I find prayer the hardest thing in the whole world. Why? Because you know why? Because it's not pleasant for me. I want you to know that it's not pleasant for me. I don't have any of these wonderful experiences with God when I pray. Honest. But you see, when I don't pray, then I distance myself from the Lord. And you see, this whole experience of prayer and spending hours with God is really where the things begin to happen. Let me tell you a couple of things. You know, I did this before, and I've gone away from this, and I want to tell you that I'm sad that I've gone away from this. When I was having a very difficult time, I remember a long time ago, just when the priest scandal started, I was at my mother's grave, okay? And I decided that I was going to lie down on my own grave, which is next door to my mother's grave. I was dressed in clerics, and I just felt like I just wanted to just give up, all right? I don't know if you ever felt that. And so I was on the grave that I'm going to be on, and I'll never forget, before I left, things had changed. Because I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm going to spend every day with you that I can until midnight." And that's when Tambru Francis was with me, and we would do it together. And until midnight, I would be there. Even if nothing happened, even if absolutely I was crawling up the walls, until midnight, I would be there. And I do want to tell you that that kind of persistence causes the unction of the Spirit. If I want to tell you, you know, why are things happening like that today, people getting healed miraculously, I can tell you, I can point to things like that. We did it for a long time. Yes, I have fallen out of that. I don't go till midnight now. I try to go till... Like yesterday, I went at 7 o'clock, and I came home at 9:30. Still not enough, but you know what? It's better than an hour. We had Mass in the middle of it. But you see, nothing happens unless you go to the Mount of Olives. Nothing happens unless you pray. And you see, I'd much rather minister than pray, because I see things happening when I minister. But you see, that's selfish. the Lord calls us to pray. So today I want to tell you, you can find your own Mount of Olives. I don't know where it is, but you better find it, okay? Find your Mount of Olives. For me, it's before the Eucharist. For you, I have no idea. Listen to the rest. Now, Jesus is praying all day, all night. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple area after he had prayed all night. And all the people came unto Jesus. And he sat down, and he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto Jesus a woman taken in the very act of adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in the very act of adultery. Now Moses in the law commands us that such should be stoned. But what are you going to say? This they said to tempt him, that they might have to accuse Jesus. But Jesus stopped, stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, He that is without sin, let him first cast the stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convinced of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. Okay, I'm going to teach something today that only the Holy Spirit can teach. I will say the words, but only the Holy Spirit can teach. Jesus is on the horns of a dilemma. Thank God he has prayed all night. Because now they bring in this woman caught in the very act of adultery. They want to know, what are we going to do with her? Here are the two horns. To stone her, they would say, I thought you were a merciful teacher. Not to stone her, you do not obey the law of Moses. Jesus is on the horns of a dilemma. And because he prays, because he seeks the face of the Father, he avoids both extremes. He has a wisdom that only God can give him. And the wisdom is this. He writes on the ground. He turns his back on them all and he starts writing on the ground. And they're all wondering, what is he doing? He's not answering our question. He never looks at the woman, you see, but only at the men after he writes. And he says, you know, the person without any sin, let him cast the first stone. And they all leave. And he continues to write on the ground. And only then does he look at the woman. You see, they had all been looking at her with hate, with torment, with the fickle finger of fate that she had sinned. Jesus never looked at her until they were all gone, and his look was a very different look. Have these condemned you? No, Lord. Neither do I. Go and sin no more. So Jesus does not let her go, but says, let's deal with the issue. Have these condemned you? No, neither do I. Go and sin no more. That kind of wisdom only comes through prayer. That kind of wisdom only comes through prayer. That kind of wisdom comes when nothing happens in prayer at the moment, but when you need it, the anointing comes. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. Nothing can happen to me while I'm praying. I feel like I'm in the middle of a ballpark with all the balls going over my head, with all my thoughts being so unruly. But then, at the right moment, that time being with the Lord, wisdom is given. And I know, you see, we're Americans, you know. We are the McDonald generation. If God doesn't put up now, I'm not going to do this time. I'm not going to spend time. Well, you see, that's the big problem with priests. I'm a priest. We get all busy with our work, you see. We get all busy with what we're doing. We've got all the people coming to us if we have a heart like Jesus. But not to spend time with Jesus. Not to spend time with Jesus is to rip myself off and to rip people off too. And it's just like that. And you see, this is something that you're dealing with today, and you'll be dealing with it in 20 years. Because the first thing to always go is prayer. And I'll tell you why. Because no one is holding you accountable. And if no one holds you accountable, I'm going to tell you, you will fall off the side. The Lord told me you must not let prayer go. I'm going to do all these great things through you, but you must not let prayer go. You must not let prayer go. And you will be tempted to do it. Why? Because I'm going to tell you, my friends, I don't get any satisfaction in prayer. You know the song? I can't get no satisfaction. I don't get the warm fuzzies. But to be with you is what I want. To be with you is what I want. And even though I don't get the warm fuzzies, to be with you is my delight. For whom else in heaven do I have but you? Whom else in heaven do I have but you? Whom else in heaven do I have but you? You, you alone. You see, it was my big problem in the seminary, and I spent time. It was my big problem as a priest, as a young priest, and I spent time. Oh, but there were days and weeks that I fudged. It was my big problem at every turn in the road. And it's still my big problem. Starting again, over and over again, to be with the Lord. Everybody went to his own house, and Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and he was faced with a predicament. He was on the horns of a dilemma. What shall we do with this woman? Moses said she should be stoned. But you know what? You are the merciful teacher. Ha, ha, ha. Now we gotcha. We gotcha. But Jesus wrote on the ground. My Lord, sometimes that's what we need to do, is just write on the ground and not attack the dilemma that we're in. And not attack the dilemma that we're in. Sometimes we just need to write on the ground and not go after the dilemma, to let it be, and to just go to the Lord, not even thinking of the dilemma of falling on our face. That's what we need to do sometimes. And then things begin to work out. That's why, you know, we offer adoration at the Holy Rosary. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay, can you hear me? Don't tell anybody. If you think I have adoration for the people, you're out of your mind. I have it for myself, because it makes me go there. And anybody who wants to join me can be there. If you think I'm really doing it for the people, you're out of your mind. I'm doing it for myself. And if anybody wants to join me, they can do it. Because when I appoint a time that I have to be there, I will be there. I've learned this. Have I learned it well? No, I haven't learned it well. To tell you that I've learned it well, I'd be a liar. But you know what? I'm still a learner, you know. I'm still, you know, a special student. But I do know time with the Lord cannot be compromised. Especially with what we are going through now in the church and we're going now in the government, time with the Lord cannot be compromised. And I understand it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I've done it over and over and over again. And then I have to start again. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay. I just tell you my faults, my gaping faults, and they help you because you're just like me. Time to start again. That's all. It's as easy as that. You know, I don't present myself as a paradigm. I am not a paradigm. I'm doing the best I can. And probably many times I don't. So can I just tell you this again? Jesus went to the Mount of Olives while everybody went home. Where do you go? Where do you go? In the morning, where do you go? In the evening, where do you go? In the middle of the day, where do you go? I'll tell you why we're so impotent. Because when Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, we all go home. And we go do our business. Word to the wise is sufficient. Now let's look at the Archbishop of Boston. Now he is on the horns of a dilemma. He is on the horns of a dilemma. Right now, at the St. Elizabeth's Hospital and the County Hospital, they are flying these big banners. You know, these power to the people banners with a stethoscope. Big banners from these two hospitals. They've had big campaigns about Caritas Christi. About, you know, helping the poor in Roxbury and Hyde Park and East Boston and all that stuff. And to join that Centene group would be to help the poor. So right now, the Archbishop of Boston is on the horns of a dilemma. Because if he goes with Centene, then we have to make abortion referrals. And if he doesn't go with Centene, then he will be hated by the Herald and the Globe. And he will be hurled at as a man who doesn't care for the poor. The devil has placed him in this situation. It's so real to me. It's so real to me. And the big problem was when his administration, probably under Brian Hare, sought the Centene company out themselves. That was the big problem. And who's going to take the fallout? The Archbishop. Now, you see what I'm saying? The big problem was, you know, when they sought the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to help us in the health care, to care for the poor. But to care for the poor means we have to refer people to abortions, sterilization, and also birth control. The Archbishop is on the horns of a dilemma. And Satan has put him there. Do you understand what I'm saying? He needs our prayer and our support. He needs our prayer and our support. Because to make the right decision, you see, he's going to be damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. It's just the way it is. He will not be damned by God if he makes the right choice. That we want nothing to do with that insurance because it will do abortions and women will suffer. And children will be killed. Yes, people will be helped on the other end. But you know what? We've got four people in the boat. And this boat cannot maintain four people. And there are two young doctors and two old people. Who are we going to throw over? It's the same situation. We don't have a right to make that decision. We don't have a right to make that decision. So I ask you to pray for the Archbishop of Boston that he chooses life, that he be very brave because he's on the horns of a dilemma. and the people around him have put him there. That's real. That's as real as I'm speaking to you today. That's real. Let's get the picture again. If the Archbishop goes with Centaine, the people in Roxbury will be helped, but we will have to make referrals to abortion, sterilization, and birth control. If the Archbishop doesn't sign up with Centaine, then the Globe and the Herald and the liberals will hate him for not helping the poor. Do you see the problem? It's a big problem. It's the same problem Jesus had on the Mount of Olives. Different circumstances, but the same problem. That's why we need to pray for him, that he does the right thing. So we ask for the anointing of God, that he would do the right thing for the sake of Christ. And the Lord will provide. You see, we cannot do evil in order to do good. We cannot do evil in order to do good. We cannot make decisions that two old people have to go off the boat for the two doctors to live. We cannot do that. We cannot make decisions that the poor will be cared for, but the children will be aborted, and women will be sterilized as well as men. We cannot make those decisions. We have to write on the ground and say, you know what? Can't go that way. I can't go that way. So you need to call the Cardinal today and ask him to be our hero. Tell him that we support him, because, you know, he's on the horns of a dilemma. And that we support him, and that we're praying he's going to do the right thing so that children's lives will be spared. Yes, the Globe will hate him. That's right. The Globe will herald him as someone who is not caring for the poor. That's right. But, you know, the Lord will honor that. And I know it will be a very difficult situation. So this is the number to call, to tell the Archbishop to be our hero and do not go along with Centaine. Even though they're flying their big flags out in front of Kearney and St. Elizabeth's, with that fist that's clenched, my Lord, of all weeks, the fist that's clenched, when we're going to hear on Sunday, have this mind among you, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God a thing to be grasped at. There is a grasping of the stethoscope, power to the people. No, power to the Lamb. Okay, this is the number to call, 617-782-2544, 617-782-2544. You've called 9 times, you call a 10th time. 617-782-2544. You tell him to be our hero. We know he's on the horns of a dilemma, but we're praying that he choose life. Life. And God will honor it. 617-782-2544. 617-782-2544. 617-782-2544. 617-782-2544. 617-782-2544. 617-782-2544. That he choose life. It's so important. It's so important. It's so important. I also want to tell you that if people who are emailing the Vatican, I do have their telephone, their email number now. I know it was the wrong one I gave you. I'm very sorry, but I'll give you the new one. Just had it here. It's got to be here because I just saw it. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Here it is. CDF, F is Francis, at cfaith.va. CDF at cfaith.va. CDF at cfaith.va. and just to tell the congregation of the faith that we're praying that Cardinal Sean will have a life stance, that we do not have the right to send people to Centene who will have people have abortions. CDF@cfaith.va. C as in Carlotta, D as in DiLorenzo, F as in fruit, CDF@cfaith, Catholic faith, cfaith.va. That's Vatican, huh? CDF@cfaith.va. Let me also tell you this, my dear friends, is that Jimmy the Roofer is doing a beautiful roof in Lynn, and he gave those people a precious price. Let me tell you, you'd never get that price anyplace else. And he's the best. And for people who can't afford their phones, remember Metro PCS? Metro PCS, no contract. All the phone calls you want, as well as not only phone calls, but also text messages, only $40. $45. No contract. So for both Jimmy the Roofer and for Metro PCS, 857-251-2135, 857-251-2135, 857-251-2135. One more time, 857-251-2135. Lord, let the Cardinal do the difficult thing, but the right thing. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.